It's week 15. How did that happen? It must be magic. It must be wizard. No, it's actually that old devil time. And here we are at the last week of instruction. Oh, my goodness. The final exam is next week. So did you learn how to lose a lot of money with options and futures and buying on margin and shorting? Well, we have more speculation this week. Precious metals, art, collectibles, maybe a decent hobby and fun, but it's not a very good investment. Maybe, who knows? You might be the exception. And then the ultimate way to lose money, cryptocurrencies and NFTs. We're in the middle of a bubble, folks. How long it's going to last, I have no idea. But like a Greek tragedy, we know there's going to be dead bodies all over the place when it's over. Then a brief introduction to a whole world unto itself, and that's real estate. Real estate is tricky, but can be very profitable. And then we'll discuss briefly again brokerages, account types, where you're going to put your money, and then we're going to warn you to stay away from annuities. Yuck. The last presentation, starting a business, the ultimate investment. Indeed, it's not for everyone. Now, sounds like a lot of material to stuff into 1 week, but they're very quick presentations, and the most important thing is there are no calculations from any of these chapters after exam number 4, and the questions on the final exam are available on the class website for you to study. So we don't want you to spend a whole lot of time in these last several chapters. More importantly, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, cash investments, portfolio diversification, asset allocation. Those are the important things for the vast majority of us investors. That's why we put the questions on the exam for the questions on the exam for the last several chapters after exam number 4 and the pre-final worksheet, hint, hint, nudge, nudge, just like exam number 4 calculations. So don't give up now. Oh my goodness, we're almost done. We are so proud of you, dear students. And study hard, bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College. We are proud of you.